As you make your way into the unassuming space towards the only piece of furniture in the room, you can't help but note the scarcity of much else. The walls are done in a simple, deep, royal purple wallpaper, which gives the space a subtle texture. Deep, cherry wood crown molding confine the seemingly limitless space into something more comprehensible. The floor is wood of the same warm shade, polished and clean and unblemished. The chair is not elegant, nor is it plain. It sits there. A simple yet crisp grey fabric stretched over the plain hard wood of its frame. The arms and legs simply carved with swirling lines that nearly give the impression of roots and leaves, or perhaps veins and arteries. The seat is inviting, and you sit down, anticipating the arrival of Lord Lust.
Hello there, Angel. You look nervous. You shouldn't be. Mr. Cliché always brings clients this way. To me. How's the chair? Comfy? Excellent. Now, what was it this time, love? Does it feel nice when I caress your neck like this? After all, your pleasure is the only thing I want to encourage. Oh, which reminds me, back to my question. So, what was it? Let me guess. Long day at work, perhaps? Constant demands for your time and attention from family? Lack of food? Lack of sleep? Or is it just plain people? I get that completely. Well, no worries, darling. We are going to forget all about that right now. And you are to just sit here and relax. I demand it, in fact. So, are you excited you've come? I mean, I hear. Such a fantastic house we have, where every desire has its home. Our gents are the best. I've not a single doubt. Speaking of the lads, I wonder which it is that you've come to visit. Is it our resident cocksmith, Gentleman Pride? Darling, he is rather the roaring wildfire. What is it about the man that makes women flock to him at times? I can admit the fellow does have a certain amount of charm, but at the expense of all that cockiness. Oh, well, don't you know, he's got the best cock of the house. I mean, even I have to admit that it's impressive. But I don't know about the best. I am the embodiment of lust. Without me, there practically wouldn't be a house of sin. I don't think you would feel so confident in a pissing contest alongside me. That said, he'll defend it to the grave. Thus is pride, right? He may not be the most affectionate bedfellow of the house, but he'll walk away satisfied, that's for sure. All of his lady callers do. However, I bet you could give him reason to pause, yes? A hot sex goddess like yourself won't be considered one of the rabble in his eyes. Was that a whimper? Has the thought of just a good digging down got you hot? You can get down and dirty with the rest of them, can't you, kitten? You'll give him a fuck to remember, indeed. Are you looking for a little more affection this eve? Feeling perhaps a little softer? Sensual? Don't misunderstand me, gorgeous. I said softer, not any less titillated. If so, then maybe sloth is more your speed this fine evening. All that sexual energy and prowess just stretched into a casual, slow but rousing payoff. I can see you aren't uninterested in the idea of a visit to his room, that curious sparkle in your eyes. Oof. Ah, sloth. Just a cuddly homebody. A shy guy, if you will. Which, given he's a gamer, might be a label he'd like. Oh, no mistake. He knows why you're there. Knows what you want. He's totally down for some passionate sex himself. But he just isn't one for rushing things. The rest of us men just think he is adorable when it comes to the ladies. He tends to develop little crushes easily. Just picture it, though. A long evening of kisses and fondling. A nice cuddle fuck or two. A perfect way to relax. What's not to enjoy? How about something a little rougher? Is that what you want? You a bad girl in need of a good spanking? Why, sweetheart, I do believe I love that shade of pink written all over your face. I can just see you now. Practically melting and squirming under a firm hand or two, letting some assertive sort of gentleman put you in your place. Shh, shh, shh. You don't have to tell me. I can feel you getting more excited with each passing moment. Good God, woman, do I feel it. Don't worry. The right man is here to satisfy your itch. You won't have to scratch it yourself tonight. Well, if some rough play happens to be your thing, we have a guy for that. And his name is Wrath. The carnal electricity that sparks from his every word and touch. Oh, it's enough to give anyone in his direct vicinity pause, myself included. But he's not one for games, darling. Oh, no. And his fuse is short. Best to do as he says and remember to thank him for it. Quite the lady killer. It's hard to really put into words. I know the ladies that tiptoe into his lair get quite the tongue-lashing and bout of tough love-making, but damned if they don't walk out the most adorably shameful grins. Fuck. I can tell you're getting aroused at the thought of all of these eligible bachelors. It's so delicious. I'd love to run my tongue all over you. I crave you getting so turned on. And when you give in... But play can wait, however. You and I have business to attend to. Ooh, no, couldn't be. You aren't here for our eager Monsieur Gluttony, are you? Such a fellow, a bottomless well of guttural need. And isn't that just what we need sometimes? To be drained of everything we have to give, and then some? Well, he is definitely the man for that. I've heard women leave whispering to themselves, just wishing they had more to give. And at the moment, you look like you have plenty to surrender. In any event, whatever you have to give, he'll take it all. And I do mean all. Oof, and it will get messy, sweetheart. Gluttony has a hunger for honey, always. Speaking of need, I nearly forgot about the delightful lad, Envy. We absolutely cannot forget about him, can we? He would be terribly heartbroken. You know the type, always desperate for attention. See, Sloth is all about cuddling and taking his time. But Envy, he has energy for days, and will expend every ounce of it to possess your body, your time. God, the longing that consumes him, his compulsion to worship, to be needed, to wrap himself around you completely. Nobody begs quite like him. It could give anyone the white fire chills just thinking about it. And oh, how he will beg for it. For every little allowance you will give him. So delicious, his groans of ecstasy. The little jealous beast will get under your skin in the best possible way. Whereas envy is a treat, he's not to be confused with greed. Still, one might say that the two could practically be brothers. However, where envy needs you and will beg for it ever so voraciously, greed, well, he will demand it, and almost selfishly so. If you aren't careful, he'll leave you scorched and spent with the speed of a wildfire. That said, he can also go and go and go. That hunger, his ravenous inclination. Such a carnal thing to play witness to, which I'm not too proud to say I have a time or three. I don't want to discourage you any, sweetheart, but his desires dominate him, and he often needs to push his ladies to their limits, stretched and filled to overflowing. If you get my drift. Not to mention a little parched as well. Very few ever truly satisfy him. In fact, Mr. Cliché usually has to drag the women out for the sake of their own vitality. It's true. I've no doubt whomever you pick, it's going to be one hell of a ride, darling. I know without a doubt you've come to the right place, and all your desires are going to be sated. The question is, are you ready to choose? Could you limit yourself to just one of our men? Temptation is a dangerous thing, miss. I'm not sure how one could either, but I can see the cogs turning. I can see that you have some ideas at the very least. So, we better get you on your way. Are you excited to see the rest of the house? A feverish sex goddess like you? I'm sure you've plans to at least take a peek into every room. I bet so. I've no doubt. Oh, I do so love your hunger. I can feel it in every nerve ending, love. It's kindling a fire in me. I look forward to seeing you progress through the rooms. I know you'll find what you need. Thanks for stopping in. I ever enjoyed your company, sweetheart. Don't be afraid to visit me again. I know after the first time some might consider me old news, but I swear I'm not. Some say that after lust gets his hands on you, you just can't stop. Have fun.